What is the meaning of life fails the first and thus the second. Questions about things beyond your sphere of influence, like what if the train is late tomorrow, fail the second and should thus be ignored. These are not worthwhile questions. If you can't define it or act upon it, forget it. If you take just this point from this book, it will put you in the top 1% of performers in the world and keep most philosophical distress out of your life. Sharpening your logical and practical mental toolbox is not being an atheist or unspiritual. It's not being crass and it's not being superficial. It's being smart and putting your effort where it can make the biggest difference for yourself and others. The point of it all, drum roll please. What man actually needs is not a tensionless state, but rather the striving and struggling for a worthwhile goal, a freely chosen task. Viktor E. Frankl, Holocaust survivor, author of Man's Search for Meaning. I believe that life exists to be enjoyed and that the most important thing is to feel good about yourself. Each person will have his or her own vehicles for both, and those vehicles will change over time. For some, the answer will be working with orphans, and for others, it will be composing music. I have a personal answer to both, to love, be loved, and never stop learning, but I don't expect that to be universal. Some criticize a focus on self-love and enjoyment as selfish or hedonistic, but it's neither. Enjoying life and helping others, or feeling good about yourself and increasing the greater good, are no more mutually exclusive than being agnostic and leading a moral life. One does not preclude the other. Let's assume we agree on this. It still leaves the question, what can I do with my time to enjoy life and feel good about myself? I can't offer a single answer that will fit all people, but based on the dozens of fulfilled NR I've interviewed, there are two components that are fundamental: continual learning and service. Learning unlimited, sharpening the saw. Americans who travel abroad for the first time are often shocked to discover that, despite all the progress that has been made in the last 30 years, many foreign people still speak in foreign languages. Dave Barry. To live is to learn. I see no other option. This is why I felt compelled to quit or be fired from jobs within the first 6 months or so. The learning curve flattens out and I get bored. Though you can upgrade your brain domestically, traveling and relocating provides unique conditions that make progress much faster. The different surroundings act as a counterpoint and mirror for your own prejudices, making weaknesses that much easier to fix. I rarely travel somewhere without deciding first how I'll obsess on a specific skill. Here are a few examples. Connemara, Ireland. Gaelic Irish, Irish flute, and hurling, the fastest field sport in the world. Imagine a mix of lacrosse and rugby played with axe handles.